For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Kilauea on Hawaii's Big Island hasn't been the kind of volcano that shoots lava from its summit into the sky. It tends to ooze lava from fissures in its side, but that is a major problem in itself. It's erupting now, spewing both lava and toxic gas near residents on the southern portion of the island. So far, the eruption is showing no signs of easing off.
Oh my God.
A powerful 6.9 magnitude earthquake struck the island on Friday, the largest in 43 years. Since then, several new eruptive cracks have opened up in the residential community of Leilani Estates, each of them hundreds of yards long, splashing lava into the air and flooding the streets. Hundreds of people have been evacuated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, was busy in Washington backing up his boss's push to change the people who rule in Iran.
I have been in support of regime change for, Ali Reza, I don't know how long. I mean, 10 years. I continue to be. I think it's the only way to peace in the Middle East. It's more important than an Israeli-Palestinian deal.
Giuliani spoke at the Iran Freedom Convention, which claims to be a voice for those inside Iran who protested against the country's leaders last year. President Trump's new attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says the president reimbursed Michael Cohen for the hush money paid to porn star Stormy Daniels. Legal analysts say Giuliani's comments could have gotten the president in even more legal trouble, like when he highlighted how important it might have been to the Trump campaign to keep Daniels quiet about the alleged affair before the 2016 election. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
The 144th running of the Kentucky Derby is now in the books. Here's Larry Colmus, the voice of the Derby, with the call.
We're coming to the wire. He's just awesome. Justify has won the Kentucky Derby. It was very close for second. Audible may have got there inside of Good Magic. Then it's still Regard in a final time of 2:04.20. He's still undefeated.
Justify was the 3-1 favorite to win the Derby on a day in which just under 158,000 people braved the rain and mud to see the race. Good Magic did indeed finish second, followed by Audible in third. It was a solemn occasion as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke at a memorial service at the American Foreign Service Association. The ceremony honored the latest two Americans who gave their lives while servicing our nation overseas. John Clemens reports.
Secretary Pompeo added the names of Michael Andrew Kerman, who was killed in South Sudan, and the name of Selena Nelson Salcedo, who was killed in Slovakia. He then spoke about his safety standards.
I always stop and ask the question, would I be comfortable placing my own family in this situation? That's the standard for evaluating how well we are doing for our people and how well we are doing in keeping them and their families safe. If the conditions aren't good enough for the Pompeo family, we will fix it.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.